Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
My name is Lisa Lattimore, and I was calling to tell you to get my card off the file because they told me they were going to take out $7.50. So I canceled the card because they tried to take out $67.
Okay. Let's start with your zip code, please.
30016.
And your first and last name, please.
Lisa Lattimore.
Thank you, ma'am. Could you verify your address, please?
764 Lower River Road, Covington, Georgia, 30016.
Thank you, ma'am. And they'll be right up for us.
Ma'am.
Oh, the computer's coming up. We've had some technical problems this morning, so it's a little slow, but it's coming. But you said you canceled your card with the bank or the credit card company?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And we'll definitely get this account canceled as soon as it comes up. Here we go. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win cookware for $7.95. That
right.
was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. They attempted to charge you $56.95 and would have got you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. But per your request, I am canceling your account now. The charge was declined. Can I please give you a confirmation number that I have canceled your account, ma'am?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Okay.
C is in Charlie. 2611.
Wait. Hold on. It's my pen not writing.
Oh, you're fine.
C is in Charlie.
2 6
okay. Uh-huh.
1 1
Uh-huh.
6 8
Uh-huh.
4 0
Uh-huh.
2
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why don't they say something about the $57 when you first enter?
Yes, and they tell me it's in the terms and conditions. But you would have to click on the terms and conditions and basically read a couple pages.
Oh, well, I just, okay.
But I understand. You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.